You're listening to episode 1778 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Wednesday.
Humpy humps.
Humpy humps. Some random facts today.
Randoms.
The Empire Strikes Back, Emperor Palpatine was played by a woman named Marjorie Eaton. Her voice was dubbed over by a man, and she was replaced by Ian McDiarmid, who for the special edition for the movie in 2004. I don't know if I believe that. Empire was 1980... Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. I got to look that up. Marjorie Eaton. Okay. Anyway, I didn't write this. I just read them cold. And there's one
that
stumped me.
Well, you'll have to research it.
I'm stumped. Martha Stewart struck by lightning 3 times.
What?
I know, right? That might explain a few things.
So is she an alien?
Right? The Domino and Domino's Pizza logo.
Yes.
Has 3 dots representing the company's 3 locations in 1969. They planned to add a dot for every new store, but expanded way too fast to keep up. They have about 17,000 locations worldwide. Never seen a Domino with 17,000 dots on it. Have you?
You know what? I haven't seen a Domino with even 10,000. So
can you count? Take you a month. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. Wow. What's going on?
Well, you know, in the theme of the week, Kourtney Kardashian says she was feeling unfulfilled on Kudake.
Oh, unfulfilled. Oh, my gosh.
Kourtney has opened up about stepping away from keeping up with the Kardashians, and she revealed in a recent interview what led to her decision to take a big step back from filming the series.
And what was that?
I have been filming this show now for nonstop for 14 years.
Oh, my.
I was feeling unfulfilled, and it became a toxic environment for me to continue to have it occupy as much of my life as it was.
Oh, my God. A little more vocal fry there, Morgan.
It's all right.
That's all right.
Okay.
Vocal fry.
Privacy.
She's a whiner. Oh, my God. She's a whiner. How much flipping money has she made off that show?
Right.
And, okay, is the show going to miss her? I don't think there's room. Maybe this was something that was orchestrated between Kim and Mominger. It's like when you're doing a sitcom, right? Reality shows. You're doing your casting. You're in season 14. And you have to bring on a little kid because nobody's watching the show anymore.
Yeah.
That's always that or Ted McGinley. The kiss of death on any show. We should replace Kourtney Kardashian with Ted McGinley. Can you see that? That would be the beginning of the end. Thank you. Good night.
It's a thought.
I'm loving this. I'm all about this.
I like it.
Let's call his agent.
What could he do?
He could be a cameraman. Isn't he always a cameraman?
He could be a cameraman.
He was a cameraman on the Love
Driver.
Boat. He shot pictures on Married with Children. I mean, you name it.
That's true. He can be. He can. Okay.
Or
right.
He can come back from as his Love Boat character.
I don't care. Just call Ted
Ginley. That's right. That's it. Over. Done. We've all got the solution. Does she get royalties off of this? She's got like a company. Is she like a cosmetic person? I mean, she is the least interesting looking one of them.
Privacy is something I have come to value in finding that balance. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Balance.
Yeah, according to
privacy.
Court.
Yeah.
People have this misconception that she doesn't want to work.
Why would you want to work if you were a millionaire?
I don't know.
What is work for these ladies? Seriously. They bring a camera into their dressing wardrobe. There's 2 of them sitting on a bed. They're putting on makeup. They're trying on clothes. Does this make my ass look fat? Yes? Great. I'm wearing it. I mean, you know, right? Right? That's what it's all about.
They have people to do their hair.
I know.
I would love for people
to take their effing selfies. Really?
Yeah.
They just hold their arms like this and somebody else is over there shooting the picture.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and they pout.
Oh, you do your fishy, you do your fishy lips.
They pout, and they, you know, push up their brassieres, and yeah, they do the whole thing.
They don't have to push them up. They're just
oh, they're
up
already,
there.
They're already up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're made that way. They were made to stay that way.
We are really ragging on this. You know, we make no mistake. There's no love lost for Kudike on this show. Just want to say that. No love lost. Courtney, don't let the screen door hit you, babe.
Hey, John Van Camp.
Yes'm.
Are you familiar with the social media platform Cameo?
No, not.
No?
No.
Well, it's an app you can download and then pay celebrities to video a shout out for you that you can share.
Oh, wait a minute. No. This is too good. Seriously?
Maybe that's what Courtney's going to do.
She can make a bunch of money, maybe. Maybe. Who cares? She's the least interesting looking of them all. She's only interesting when she's fighting with Kim.
Well, guess who's
having
made
a bitch slap?
Guess who's making a buttload of money doing cameos?
I don't know who.
Tiger King's Carol Baskin. Oh, that's who. Wonder what they charge.
Called? What is this called?
Cameo.
Okay, it's an app. Wow, yeah, I do wonder what they charge. So you pay a celebrity to do a shout out for you. I'm the implications are like running through my mind what we could even do with this show. We should take this show to Cameo and see if anybody would pay us for a shout out. No, seriously,
well,
we might get two or three people.
That.
We might get two or three people.
Get on it today.
I'll check that out. Right. I mean, I don't know how. Where do we end up on the list? There's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Are we like Z celebrities?
No.
Oh, we're not that far down?
No.
Where do you think we are?
We're E.
We're just below D. You think pretty highly of us.
Well, we'd be a D if Hollywood knew about us.
No, that's true.
D okay. For delicious. All right. According to reviews,
yes.
Cameo, it features a bunch of B-listers and lower.
We're below B.
And they'll do your personal shout-outs.
I got to look this up. I mean, especially if it's like $5 or something stupid like that. A, we need to get some B-listers. You know who might be on that B-list?
No.
Halle Berry. She's a B-lister. She hasn't done a lot of movies in a long time. So she technically could be a B-lister. Whether or not she's on there or not, we're going to have to find out.
Well, I think the B-listers are probably a bit more expensive than the D-listers.
We're going to take that as a to-do today, folks. We're going to go look at Cameo and see if we can get...
Kathy Griffiths would probably do it for $5.
She's a D-lister. She even had a show called D-lister.
I bet there's some hashtag Me Too people who
I
might do it for $5.
Come on now.
We'll never use.
We got a month's worth of shows. Cameo. Get my phone right now. Can check that out. Anyway, continue.
Well, that's...
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, then do your close. See you tomorrow. I'm looking for Cameo!
Well, that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.